sort of DIY edited, directed, and not just produced but like distributed movie that came out in 2000. It seemed like it was older than that.
Like it's Damon Packard. He made it. It was a passion thing of his. He made it over a long period of time. He basically went bankrupt, combining different stocks of film with digital video, and it's essentially like a journey into this fantasy reality of his obsession with young Steven Spielberg,
right.
And I guess it's like a part of him, like an exaggerated part of him, like the Biggest Loser in LA who sells watches on the street.
He's got like 12 layers on. He's obviously like sort of like he's yelling a lot. He's got headphones on sometimes. He lives
in like the valley with an old Jewish lady whose refrigerator is filled with rotting gefilte fish.
Oh, my.
For the holidays. But and, the
and he lives in the living room and he surrounds himself with cereal boxes.
Now the link that you sent me, it was unclear when the movie was beginning because I couldn't tell if it was like an ABC Wednesday night movie of the week.
That's the way
there
he
were
made
ads
it.
And stuff like that. That sort of like throughout they sort of come back to this couple that seems to be like they think the main characters invading their home or something like that. And so they're sort of like, call the cops. Why don't you call the cops?
Right. And he's puking.
There's a lot of like chewing noises throughout. Like the chewing is exaggerated in a way that's sort of like completely upsetting.
It sounds like it has resonances with Repo Man a little bit.
Do you think that Repo Man, well, this is, this. So Repo Man's from the 80s. Do you think Repo Man like influenced this film in some way?
No, I mean, this is his own personal obsession with Hollywood, with a sort of bygone era, you know, the whole sort of universal tour, the reality tour of
he keeps sneaking onto
Hollywood,
sets, right?
And his personal obsession, hatred with Steven Spielberg. At one point, he goes on the Universal Studios tour and takes a ride on the what's that film about the Holocaust that Steven Spielberg made?
Schindler's List.
He goes on the Schindler's List ride.
I didn't know there was a Schindler's List ride. I didn't know there was a Schindler's List.
And he's obsessed with how Spielberg made himself known in the industry about. Well, the whole idea is that he has a sister,
right,
who got lost on the Universal Studios tour in 1973, and somehow that's linked with Spielberg's entry into cinema when he first started making Night Gallery episodes,
mm-hmm.
And somehow these things are linked, and he's trying to find.
Because it's unclear what's happening throughout most of this
but
film.
But it's a very gestalt, to me. It's like a very gestalt experience. It's like you don't know whether you're dreaming or whether the main character is dreaming or what's real.
I love movies like that.
There's a lot of physical confrontations that sort of come out of nowhere.
Like everybody hates this guy. He's like the biggest, fattest loser in L.A. And this is his story. He has like these images. At one point, he has these... this drug trip.
Yeah, like a flashback
I'm
like, what is happening?
To the Golden Guru with Crosby, Stills, and...
Well, there was some beautiful... I mean, some of that footage is sort of super beautiful. There's this woman with like 25 arms sort of going like gesticulating and different... And I'm like, wait a minute. Have I clicked off of what I was watching? Because I don't know what's happening
anyway,
now.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. To me, it's like a very deeply personal odyssey. It's non-linear. But it has I don't know, maybe from a Generation X standpoint, it has a lot of resonance.
I mean, it was inspiring because like I've been thinking about watching all these movies. I'm like, maybe I should make a movie or something like that. And this guy sort of like hand-to-hand, like sent it to every person in Hollywood. Like
right, and the only person who advocated for him was Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson.
Ian Anderson.
Really?
Love it.
He was the, and everyone else threw it in the garbage.
They're like, I don't know what this is. Like, I think if you watched 5 minutes of it, you'd be like, I don't know what this is. It's super crazy.
Is right? it like, scary? Is it hard? Like,
there's a lot of yelling. There's
I can't
a lot
do
of like
no,
wailing. There's a lot of chewing.
It's a dark.
It's a lot of
comedy.
Vomiting.
It's a dark, unconventional comedy about like the love of movies.
I mean, I'm glad I watched it, but it's a tough thing to. I mean, I'd be interested to see it on the big screen and if it improved it dramatically or not. But I don't know. I often didn't know what was happening.
You're not supposed to know. Why do you need to know what's happening all the time?
That's a key question.
No, but I mean, like...
That's a very good question.
Which is fine. Like, if you feel like you're in the joke with the guy. But, like, it felt like often, yeah, it was really like they had thrown a bunch of footage together and sort of strung it along. But I'm fascinated by it, and I the more I read about it, the more I think about it, the more I like it, and it makes me think that I could do such a thing as well. And I think that's
well,
good
now
too.
You could, of course. You can make a movie on your phone.
Well, I don't know if I would do
or
that.
Or you can make a movie about your phone.
I could make it would just be all our phones. Yep. It would be called All Our Phones, and we'd
all our phones are belong to us.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org. What's next week's film?
Okay, so I'm out next week.
What? Where are you going?
Alan's
going
to be
Alan?
Here.
Oh, Ask Alan is on next week? Oh, we got to stick around for Ask Alan next week.
I don't know. The week after? Are you on the week after?
I'm not because Mrs. Bucci is going to be on the week after. So we have 3 weeks before. What would you recommend for 3 weeks?
A Reflection of Fear.
Is that the sequel?
No, it's just has a similar title.
Thank you to Micah and to Sean Cole. Micah's Music and Mind Control is coming up next. Please stay tuned. Do you have a song to play? Is it ready to be played? Yeah. Should I be saying this on the air? I'm just going to keep talking. I'm sorry. Thank you for the call, line one, but the show's over.
Thank you.
Good evening, Starseed. Welcome to the Music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, here with you every Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, a weekly one-hour journey that you take with me together. New religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical, inspired persuasion, and the sounds that come out of them. We just heard something that I know very little about from a collective known as Human Lightship. Human Lightship is ancient angelic technology which has been kept protected by the Mayans. It is now brought forth to support the spiritual evolution and consciousness expansion of humanity through the education of frequency in all its universal forms and laws. The sacred knowledge intoning and sonic alchemy helps us in these trying times to remember the sacred beings that we all are. We were always a highly advanced race capable of time travel, dimensional travel, and interdimensional communication. This knowledge is passed on through the ancient angelic technology. Sacred sound ceremonies built to educate and remind people how to work with frequencies and connect with the planet, stars, angels, and cosmic consciousness. The Human Lightship Collective is the tribe which surrounds this technology. Its founder is a descendant of a family of Mayan knowledge keepers. Armageddon is only a word for those who have enslaved the planet. For all other beings, it is time to again remember the greatness that we all are. That's what we just heard. Human Lightship. We're going to now switch gears and hear some terrible gospel from the miserable, awful Providence cult from Korea. The cult of Pastor Joshua Jung Myung Suk, who started Providence in 1980 after spending a few years in the Unification Church of Reverend Sun Myung Moon. I guess he grew a little too big for his britches there and had to do his own thing, proclaimed himself the living Christ, and rejected Sun Myung Moon. Somehow it caught on. Providence teaches that the original sin that was instilled upon us through Eve's intercourse with Satan can be redeemed by having sex with Pastor Joshua. Jung was found to have forced female followers to have sex with him as a religious behavior meant to save their souls in the Korean court of law. Former members have stated or testified that young and attractive women were presented to Jung as sexual gifts, with whom he coercibly engaged in the sexual act. So he went to prison, but I think he's out, unfortunately. I think he served a 10-year sentence. No, 6 years. Wait, no, 10 years, okay. Still not long enough. I mean, he raped many women. To me, 10 years is not a lot for someone like that. And I have no idea what he's up to now. I think he just restarted the cult after he got out. So I'm going to play some of their awful music, and I'll be right back. Providence, a.k.a. Jesus Morning Star. I'll be right back.
Cheers.
Some of the joyful K-pop inspired gospel from the Providence cult. The fragrance of Providence in the Holy Land, Wamyangdong. And don't be deceived by appearances. So Pastor Joshua is one thing. Dwight York, however, is still in prison. He will remain in prison for the rest of his life, which probably isn't very long. He's getting up there in years. The Nuwabian Nation was a cult started by Dwight York in the 1980s in Brooklyn, when he started preaching his own form of black nationalism, infusing the nation of, like, the Moorish science, Nation of Islam stuff with ancient Egyptian metaphysics, and created this whole the Nuwabian movement, which ended up in outside of Atlanta, where they created this compound with all kinds of funky pyramid structures and cultic totem poles. And Dr. York would carry himself like an ancient Egyptian god with the headdress and the garb and the staff of Ra, whatever. Had a very bizarre cosmology. Claimed to be an extraterrestrial from the planet Risk. Risg. Carried on this whole concept of hatred for Caucasians based on this concept that's been floating around in many of these Afrocentric black futurist cults in which Yaqub was a scientist who he was like an ancient scientist in Atlantis or some other planet or something that enslaved black people and shrunk their genitals and gave them white skin. And that was how the Caucasian race started. And the Caucasians, of course, were jealous of the size of their adversaries. So that's where all this conflict started. So all kinds of conspiracy theories, cryptozoological theories, UFO paranoia, and ancient Egyptian Kemeticism combined. And all the while he was doing this, he was messing around with kids. It's really sad. It's really awful, actually. I think once it came to light, it turned into the largest child abuse trial in history, just in terms of the volume. Anyway, there are Nuwabians still out there while Dr. York rots in prison who claim that he was set up by the genitalia compromised Caucasian race was jealous of Dr. York's divinity, so they put him in prison and concocted a whole story about how he was messing with the kids in the cult. They're still around, and they invented their own language. I guess Dr. York invented the language when he was developing this cosmology. It's called Nuwap. So I want to play some Nuwap music by Nuwabian Marvin Ellis. And just a forewarning, there are kids in this recording, or maybe in the second one. Maybe both of them. I don't remember. So I just want to make sure, you know, if you have a if you're easily triggered by children in cults singing, then you know what to do. I'll be back shortly.
that's how Ray Callum Hado. I knew he see parade. G, he tip my Ray.
He Callum Hado.
Why they tell the weather in parade? He cool, pa chef that.
I French to Juniba.
He in the Nutiga.
Callum the Nutiga.
Anuki Alapa.
Tarogi Luino. Push up on it.
Ta holy Pahabus Auto.
Pahabus Rakun. Pahabus Nihume.
Pahutali Bessel Bawaba.
And the FIPA head.
Asa Alina.
Lia Akupipa. Pahum wa Amu.
So for someone out of time.
Gagenu Wabut.
Eating Yaku Kalum Lika.
Askuri said, Jenna, it's that day.
Lihu Pata.
And to Kalumpani. Wayne and Alapi.
Songs sung in the emergent Nuwop language developed by Dr. York in the 80s or 90s. I'm guessing those kids were not molested by Dwight York during his reign as leader of the Nuwabian community. Istadath, preceded by Abba Essa Kalun Fade. You have to know Nuwop to be able to appreciate the lyrics. Because if you don't, if you're not of the Nuwabian tribe, then you're just part of the problem. Going to listen to some truly, absolutely devastatingly cheesy light rock from the late 70s from the Divine Light Mission, the cult of Miraji Prem Rawat. Miraji was a child when he took over as leader of the Divine Light Mission. Was known as the Lord of the Universe for his rarefied form of meditation based on the Surat Shabda tradition. This was the cult behind the whole Millennium 73 event at the Houston Astrodome when they took over the arena and invited all the hippies to come so there would be a confluence of energy that would initiate the new age, and they were expecting the White House to levitate and President Nixon to become a high initiate. But that didn't happen. instead it was like the biggest letdown of the hippie era. But anyway, it was a big event. He had all of his bands, all the in-house bands play. And he did a little satsang about stealing comic books. Anyway, they ran out of money sometime in the early 80s and moved back to India. They rebranded themselves as Elan Vital. Miraji is distancing himself now and allowing his daughter to take over as Lord of the Universe. But he did have, for a while, he was kind of everywhere. It's just a whole legacy of deceit and ridiculousness. Anyway, like I said, he had all kinds of bands under his stable. They all worshipped him. They all did really cheesy, awful music about his divine presence. I want to play something off of a cassette-only release from 1979 by one of his bands called Holy, H-O-L-I, a cassette entitled Everybody Needs You. This is like the worst album-oriented schlock rock I've ever heard, worse than Foreigner or Air Supply or any of those golden era light rock bands. And you're going to get a taste of it right now from these two tracks from 1979. Here is Holy.
Shining through on you, my your grace that I live.
Truly the most sappy album-oriented schlock rock ever recorded by Holy from the Divine Light Mission Cult. Oh My Lord and My Love. We're going to round things out with some of the more religious music by Della Reese, who not only was she a singer, jazz singer, gospel singer. She was also a religious leader of a New Thought religion or organization called the Understanding Principles for Better Living Church. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
Things are confusing, you don't know what to do. It seems the world is closing in on you. It's time to move, but you don't know where to go. You're in a panic and you can't let it show. Don't call your neighbor, your answer isn't there. Don't look to family, they have their own despair. There is a place to go where someone will care. Take your burdens to the Lord in prayer. You can always go to God and pray. Be assured that He will meet you there. You don't have a thing to worry about. God can handle it without a doubt.
Jesus will meet you there in prayer.
You walk the floor at night and wonder what to do. And wonder why trouble always follows you. Friends disappoint you after giving you their word. Reasons they give you are the biggest lies you've heard. I know just why to find the answer you seek. The conversation where you need not even speak. Steal yourself and turn to one who really cares. Take your burdens to the Lord in prayer. If you're sick, the Lord will make you well. You can trust Him, He won't listen and tell.
Stroll on down the avenue, 'cause from now Judah Dayasi, Le Kwasa Twa Pakas, Zanatalite, Kifeke Bagadagash, Le Kwasa Twa Patwa Zaganish, Le Kita Kifekuda Palaratasi, Shashkala, Le Kwasa Twa Patwa, Latike Kafekabada, Lataka Le Kita.
La kete paruta guasalia, la kete parata kazagadia, la kwasatagaya, le te kete purakuta gazaga, la kwa kwa kwasa, rakakata ekezege, le to siti parakata zala, shesh, la ratasa, le perekere, ezenete, ikwara, jala kapara. Jagalas lekera para shakata. I declare it is kata. It is kata. Jakalata rapata. Ja lekete kepeke zuti laha satata. Shash la kaparata sata. Leke setelebi etikida ikalara.